July 6, Wisdom from the Father of Light. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Proverbs 2:6. The great and essential knowledge is the knowledge of God and his word. The Christian will grow in grace just in proportion as he depends upon and appreciates the teaching of the word of God and habituates himself to meditate upon divine things. Let no one imagine that we would discourage education or put a low estimate upon the value of mental culture and discipline. God would have us students as long as we remain in this world, ever learning and bearing responsibility, but no one should set himself as a critic to measure the usefulness and influence of his brother who has had few advantages in obtaining book knowledge. He may be rich in a rarer wisdom. He may have a practical education in the knowledge of the truth. Says the psalmist, "The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple." Psalm 119:130. The wisdom spoken of by the psalmist is that which is attained when the truth is opened to the mind and applied to the heart by the Spirit of God, when its principles are wrought into the character by the life of practical godliness. It is the Spirit of God that quickens the lifeless faculties of the soul to appreciate heavenly things and attracts the affections toward God and the truth. Without the presence of Jesus in the heart, religious service is only dead, cold formalism. The longing desire for communion with God soon ceases when the Spirit of God is grieved from us. But when Christ is in us, the hope of glory, we are constantly directed to think and act in reference to the glory of God. The questions will arise. Will this do honor to Jesus? Will this be approved of by him? Shall I be able to maintain my integrity if I enter into this arrangement? God will be made the counselor of the soul, and we shall be led into safe paths, and the will of God will be made the supreme guide of our lives. This is heavenly wisdom, and it makes the Christian, however humble, the light of the world.